Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Hi everyone, it's me, Eartha, and welcome to Transition Awareness Breathing Podcast. Thank you for joining me. You know, it seems like there's a lot of focus on the upcoming eclipse. And as a safety measure, I just want to encourage you to please take precaution in protecting your precious vision. There's lots of material that is out, and take a moment and read it. Protect your eyes. So, you know, I was just really curious, and I wanted to get more information. As you see, my shadow is, you know, it's not the shadow that is dangerous. You know, you can't see any of my features. Just as the eclipse, you know, when it's a total eclipse, and when it's a total eclipse and there's a shadow, it's the rays of sun that is the most dangerous. But it just seems like, you know, when someone or something or there's a situation when we're told not to do something. Unfortunately, with some people, there's a curiosity to do exactly what they're being encouraged not to do. And so this podcast is for you. This podcast is for the curious individuals who may be wanting to take that chance and look at the eclipse with unprotected vision. I just want you to realize that before your retina and your eyes are damaged, look at the beauty that you'll be missing. The small little flowers, you know, maybe right now they're nothing, but when the retina is damaged, that part of mindfulness practice of looking and being aware through your vision will become very precious. The sense of smell seems to get heightened. You know, in one sense, one of the five senses is lacking. It seems like the other five senses kind of get stronger. Taking a few moments and protecting your eyes. Yeah, it's just take a moment, but it just in that moment with unprotected eyes can do a lifetime of damage. Walk with me and let's capture some of the things that we kind of take for granted. Even just the butterflies and just the awness of how light they are, how they just float. And there's a communication between them that we can't hear. Just appreciating the nature around us that will go away if our retinas are damaged. If you have a garden, have you ever noticed, especially early in the morning when the sun is coming up, how everyone of the plants in the gardens, if it has blooms, they seem to draw their attention. They seem to turn towards the sun. Well, you know, the plants are taking in all the ultraviolet rays as part of their photosynthesis process. Yeah, we don't have that ability to synthesize the rays from the sun. You know, our eyes, the pupils of our eyes constrict, they get smaller, and you know, if it's too much light and they get bigger, they dilate when there's not enough light. And when there's a total eclipse, from my understanding, the pupils get larger, but the exposure of the, you know, the ultraviolet light is still there, and that's how the damage of our retinas could occur. But again, this is for the curious individuals who might take that dare and say, it's just a minute, just a second. How can it hurt us? Yeah. Just think the lifetime that's ahead of you and the damage of your eyes. Just take a moment and reflect. Is it really worth damaging that part of your body just for a brief look when you have so much ahead of you? Looking directly into the sun is also something that we really don't want to do. It can cause damage to our retina. So we want to be careful and protect our eyes. I remember when my brother and I were driving to California from Michigan, and you know, we would time the trip so that when we were driving and that was sun was coming up, oh my goodness, it was so bright. And so we would time our day to early in the morning, have breakfast, and then start our trip. And eventually, even before we got to California, we both invested in a good pair of sunglasses, and that helped a lot. So even in our everyday life, yeah, taking care of our vision, or, you know, for those of us who wear glasses all the time, to take care of whatever vision we have left is very important. For those of us who live in the path of the solar eclipse, we may notice a lot of preparation in our communities are occurring. For instance, a lot of schools will be closed during the period of the eclipse because they want to take care of the children who may look at the eclipse with unprotected eyes. Thousands of tourists are expected to come to the areas of the states where the eclipse will be best seen, and that includes Texas. And so I really admire the preparation that is going in to preparing our communities. And I think if I could talk for just a few moments, that these actions for our community is very much so a mindfulness practice. And I think it comes from the practice with the mindfulness quality of kindness, loving kindness. And as I was going for my walk, I started to think about how can this eclipse teach us about the practice of mindfulness. And so I just wanted to share just a few moments of what I came up with. As the tourists travel to states that are in the eclipse's pathway, I see that as a state of curiosity. And not only the tourists, but even us residents, you know, we are anticipating this phenomena. And, you know, some people are buying the special glasses, and some, like my children, my son came home, and in their class, they made, they made the paper or paper, and they had punched holes in it so that they'll have something to filter that strong ultra UV rays so that they will not, eyes will not be damaged. And so that's that mindfulness quality of curiosity. I just pay attention to that, and I'm aware, and it's kind of fun to kind of have that curiosity. And that blends in with the beginner's mind. Now, these are mindfulness qualities. And when we see things around us, and it's so wonderful that we can share this mindfulness as we are preparing to witness this eclipse. On the other hand, we know that if we don't have protection, and if we're not safe, because we have a beginner's mind, because we have curiosity, we need to be safe with our curiosity, and we need to be safe with our beginner's mind. And so, you know, having a special glasses, a special awareness of loving kindness for ourselves to participate in this event, to, you know, witness this eclipse, but cautiously, so that we don't do our body any harm, and we pay attention to those around us in our communities to make sure they're not harmed. And with that perspective, with the glasses of loving kindness, we approach our curiosity in our beginner's mind with compassion and gratitude. The compassion of caring for others around us, you know, or for ourselves to make sure that we have the proper safe equipment. Compassion, realizing that if I don't take special caution, that what I see around me will forever be changed. And with gratitude, that to have a sense of gratitude and thankfulness for the beauty right here around us, even before and after the eclipse. Those of us who wear glasses, when I take my glasses off, things get blurred. But even with my blurry vision without my glasses, there's a beauty in seeing sunshine and blue skies. And that even with my limited vision, yeah, I want to protect that. And so with loving kindness, protecting my eyes, and wearing the proper vision protection. And I was reading, and I'll attach the article to this podcast description. You know, you can even look at on the ground and look at the shadow of the eclipse. I think that's just fantastic. And well, there goes my beginner's mind again, just getting really excited, but making sure I do this cautiously. And so I encourage you, probably when this podcast comes out, it probably will be after the eclipse. And that's okay, because we can reflect and look at things and learn from our experiences and go forward in looking at the beauty around us. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.